The Committee on Commerce and Tourism will now come to order. Sherilyn, please call the roll.
Chair Gruters?
Here.
Senator Torres?
Present.
Senator Hudson?
Here.
Senator Stewart?
Here.
Senator Wright?
Here.
Quorum is present.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. I'd like to welcome everybody to today's meeting. This is actually my first meeting as a chairman, so this is a good one to start off. Members, if you'd like to please take a moment to introduce yourselves. We'll start with Senator Hudson.
Thank you, Chairman. Senator Hudson, District 7, which is all of St. John's, all of Flagler, and parts of Volusia County, served on this committee all 3 years I've been here, so excited to be back and do the good work of the people.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. My name is Tom Wright, Senator Wright from District 14. I cover southern Volusia and northern Brevard counties, and this is my first term as a senator. Looking forward to being of service.
Senator Linda Stewart, District 13, most all of Orange County, and I'm happy to serve on this committee. I haven't been on this one last year, but I'm looking forward to this year, and Disney and Universal's in my general area, so this will be interesting.
And Senator, as the vice chair, I'm really honored. I represent District 15, which is part all of Osceola and part of Orange County. And I look forward to working with you on bills and other things that are coming up in this committee. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I am Joe Gruters. I represent Sarasota and Charlotte County, and I look forward to working with all of you this year. Our staff director, Todd McKay. Todd was an attorney on the Senate Governmental Affairs Oversight Committee for 10 years and has been the staff director of the Commerce and Tourism Committee for 4 years. Todd, will you please introduce the committee staff?
Yes. Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Welcome back, members. Welcome back, Senator Hudson. To our right, we've got your committee staff members, Sam Anderson. This will be Sam's second regular session as an analyst for the committee. He received his undergraduate degree and a master's in public administration from the University of Central Florida. Jessie Harmson is another of our staffers. This is her fifth regular session as an attorney with the committee. She received her undergraduate and law degrees from Florida State University. And Valerie Little is our other attorney. This will be Valerie's fourth regular session as an attorney on the committee. She received her undergraduate degree from the University of Florida and her law degree from Florida State University. I want to mention that Sherilyn Everett, who is helping us as the administrative assistant today, is actually the AA from the Community Affairs Committee, because the committee's administrative assistant, Madeline Reeve, who's behind us, just started today. So that's your staff, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Todd. Can you please give us an overview of the committee's jurisdiction?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, if you want to look at any of these materials, I'm going to do super high level. These are all behind tab 2 in your books. I will tell you it's just a lot of kind of basic information about some of the entities that this committee oversees. One of those entities is the non-agriculture part of the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. We handle their Division of Consumer Services, which regulates industries like motor vehicle repair shops, charitable solicitations, pawn brokers, health studios, sellers of travel, interstate movers, game promotions, telemarketing, and the Florida Do Not Call program. And they also handle certain types of consumer complaints and information. We also handle their Division of Licensing, which those folks license and regulate security, private investigative, and recovery services. We have some of the Department of State. We have the Division of Corporations, which is the Central Repository and Distribution Center for Commercial Recordings and Transactions. And the Department of State also handles notaries, which this committee has as a shared responsibility. Well, Department of State, that's a shared responsibility with the Executive Office of the Governor. We also do, again, about half of the Department of Economic Opportunity. We handle their Division of Workforce Services, which oversees the state's workforce programs, including reemployment assistance, and their Division of Strategic Business Development, which supports business expansion in Florida and economic development incentives. There's a couple other related entities you're going to hear about in this committee. One is Enterprise Florida, which is Florida's statewide economic development organization. Another is Visit Florida, which is the state's tourism industry marketing corporation. They are a statutorily created not-for-profit corporation. And a third that you'll probably hear about is CareerSource Florida, which is the statewide board of business and government leaders charged with setting state workforce policy. Again, there's a fair amount of information about these entities in your packets, and that's an overview, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Todd. Are there any questions? Seeing none, let's move on to our bill. If you can move to tab 3. We'll take up tab 3, Senate Bill 60 on tax exemption for diapers and incontinence products by Senators Book and Hudson. Senator Hudson, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As some of you may remember, Senator Book has filed this bill 2 years now, and it's passed the committees it's been heard in. This bill is a tax exemption, and it would exempt diapers, pads, and liners from the sales tax, providing much-needed relief to families caring for our state's most vulnerable, including infants and elderly. And it will save an average of about $70, $80 per month per family. That is the bill.
Are there any questions on this bill? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms for this bill? We have one. Zane Smith.
ARP waves in support.
Thank you. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Hudson, you are recognized to close on the bill.
We have closed, Mr. Chair.
Sherry Lynn, please call the roll on Senate Bill 60.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes. By your vote, Senate Bill 60 is reported favorably. Is there any other business before the committee? Senator Hudson moves we adjourn. Is there any objection? Seeing none, show the motion adopted. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Pass. Thank you. I'll try to do these fast too.